Oh, thank Love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Cause only bad night.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Cause yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do, cause we need a move. Woo! We need a move. Can you shout that out? We need a move. We need a move. Yeah. We need a move. And bodies are still being raised. Hey! Giants are still being slain.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand. Praise everybody. Just give the Lord a hand. Praise. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. You can give him a hand. Praise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank God for everybody that is here. Everybody's on the line. All of you on Facebook, we appreciate you joining in this morning. And we just say God bless you. And when God bless you, amen, and keep you. And may God cause his face to shine upon you and give you rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. You got a scripture? You got a scripture, sister? Give us a scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Revelation 21:4.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for that word. Amen. That scripture. God, amen. Wipe away the tears from your eyes and won't be no more pain and no more death and no more sorrow. Amen. And we thank God for that. Amen. You know, when the Bible talk about for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Amen. And we like it what it was said, when God so loved the world. Amen. We know that this world going to be destroyed. Amen. We know everything here is going to be done away with. But the world to come, we got a world to come. Amen. And God is setting up that world of that kingdom. Amen. For us to abide in. For all of those things that you said, amen, that we will have some comfort. And it's kind of sad, you know, when you only can, you're just living for this world, amen. And which everything here is going to be temporary. It's not going to be something that's going to last forever. It's just a temporary thing. We're just here for a time. And what we do today determines where we're going to be tomorrow. Amen. You know, when we get to that place in Christ, then there will be no more memories of this thing back here. Amen. The past is going to be gone. And then we're all looking for the future. So thank God for that day and that time. We're living now in order to get into that place. Amen. So thank God that we have a place that Jesus said, I'm going to prepare what? I'm going to prepare a place for you. For there where I am, there you might be also. Amen. And so thank God that he's made a place for us. Amen. Amen. You got a testimony? Anyone got a testimony? Anyone got a testimony here? Amen.
I thank God for being alive this morning, because I couldn't be dead.
Amen.
I thank God that you are alive this morning.
Amen.
I thank God that all my children, all my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, feeding the land of living this morning, my natural sisters and brothers in the land of living this morning, my nieces and nephews, and all their families.
Amen.
And my whole family, loved ones.
Amen.
The land of the living this morning.
Praise God.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a good God, for being an awesome God, for being a mighty God, for being a God that loves us so much that you sent your son to die for us. I thank you that you love us that much, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did, Lord. And I thank you for doing that, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, you bless each and everyone on the line this morning, on Facebook Live, and we just thank you, Lord, that you will give them, Lord, the things that they need throughout the week. And I thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God you got one, sister. Amen. Amen. We just thank God. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Get the Lord a hand. Praise anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. What I really thank God for, we were talking about this last week. Well, it won't be last. Well, I guess it would be last week now. How that no matter who you are, you have a history. Amen. Huh? And anyone that don't have a history don't have a testimony. because God did something for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we always wanted to know, that it was God that did it for us, you know. You know, whether you were sick, he brought you through a sickness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you had a sickness that, the sickness that you had, a lot of people died from it. You know, we think about what we think about the COVID, amen. That how many, maybe hundreds of thousands of people died from COVID, amen. Hundreds of thousands of people died from COVID. And some of you got COVID, had COVID. But God brought you through the COVID, amen.
Amen.
And that should be enough to praise God for right there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because where others died, God saw fit to have mercy on you, and he kept you, amen.
Right.
Amen. And you really didn't get too sick on it. Some people, bam, 3 days, they was up doing what they were. Ordinary do, and God kept you through that. That's history, amen. Amen. That God brought you through that, and we should be giving God praise that God brought us through that. Everybody take the little things for granted, but we can't take the small things for granted, amen. Because where that God bless you, he allows somebody else to perish. And that means that God had his grace and favor on you because you can't say he kept me, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, some of us been in accidents. We've been in a bad accident, amen. Well, where did it could have killed? You could have gotten killed.
Amen.
But you're still here, amen. And so we see a reason to praise God, amen, to thank God, to know that it was God that brought you through that accident, amen. Mm-hmm. Many could have perished during that time, but you're still here, amen. That's some good history, amen, to go back and look. See, that is why God allow us to experience things. God allow us to experience things so that we might have a testimony to his glory, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And everything God allowed you to go through, amen. He allowed you to go through that so that you'd be able to give him a testimony of his glory. Amen. And so just thank God. Amen. That's why we praise God today. Amen. That's why we praise him and give him glory. You got a little short song. Amen. Sister Paige, we won't sing one little short song. We can thank God of some victory. Amen. That he's given us. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. I just like to go ahead. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well,
call him
up and tell him what you want. What you want. Main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Well, call him up and tell him what you want.
If you please divide him,
tell him what you want. Well, if you need body heal, tell him what you want. Well,
if you need
body heal, tell him what you want. Well,
call him up and tell him
what you want. What you want.
If you need the Holy Ghost,
tell him what you want. Well, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Well, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Well, call him up and tell him what you want, what you want.
Call him up.
Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well,
call him up and
tell him what you want. Amen. Everybody give a hand, Lord, a hand. Praise. Come on, amen. It's good to have somebody that you can call on and tell him what you want. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You got a testimony, sister? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Has God done something good for you? Has he brought you through something? Hallelujah. Amen. Stand up then, sister. Amen.
He woke me up this morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a phone call and nobody's on anyway.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for
each
little month.
Amen. Good to be in the land of the living. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give the Lord a hand for you, but just be in here. See, we always got a reason to give God praise, though. Amen. Just that you woke up this morning. It was God's grace, the reason we woke up this morning. It was his mercy. Amen.
Amen.
This is when they say his mercies are renewed every morning. Amen. Every morning you wake up and you arise, it's just God's mercy. It was renewed, and we should be thankful. And I don't know how people that take it for granted. They just woke up, you know, and don't think nothing about it. Go on about their business. They don't give no glory to God. They don't give no praise. Don't give God any honor. They just think they living because they live. But it is God that gave us what? Life and breath. Amen. And everything therein. And that everything that we have, it came from God. There's nothing here in this world that you didn't get from God. Amen. Even the food that you eat, the food that you got, amen. It is God that gave it, amen. And you know, I kind of like the way the Indians and things did it back in the day. You know, they wasn't selling nothing, amen. They just lived off the land, amen. They always said nothing belonged to them, amen. That everything belonged to God. And they saw that everything they used here, it was that God gave them the ability to use it. Amen. And it didn't belong to them. And that's the way they treated everything, is that everything belonged to God. Nothing belongs to them. The water didn't belong to them. But even today, we have to pay for the water. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. You did. They didn't give the ground. They didn't give the land. God gave the land. And then the only way you can get in the land today, someone's going to sell it to you. Amen. It, like it was their land. You know what I mean? Like it's their land, amen, and not realizing that God gave the land. If God hadn't created the land, there would be no land, amen. If God hadn't created the fruits on the trees, there would be no fruit, amen. If God hadn't created them greens, amen, and them candy yams, and all of the, if God hadn't created those things, there would be nothing to eat. But it's so that people take it for granted. Amen. That, well, it's just here. No, he wasn't just here. God created that thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everything therein belonged to him. And then we get so high-minded after a while that we won't even give God a praise and a thanks for the good gift that he gave us. Amen.
Amen.
We show that we don't appreciate it by the way we live and the thing we do. We act like it was just something that's here and not realize that there was somebody who gave it, amen, who created it. And they show you how unthankful we are is because of the way we treat the one who created everything. We don't respect God anymore, amen.
Amen.
We just think that our breath belongs to us. We think that our voice belongs to us, our tongue belongs to us, but not realize that it was God that gave us all of those things. And we should be thankful, amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
How many times we forget? We forget about God, amen.
Amen.
We don't respect him no more. We do all kind of things, even though we know he's the one giving you the strength to walk, amen. And we go places that we shouldn't go, not realizing it was God that gave you the strength to be able to take those steps, amen. Amen. To go where you went to. And then we go without acknowledging God in these things and not realize that if it had not been for God that gave you the ability, amen, to go, you wouldn't have been able to go. When are we going to learn how to appreciate God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to learn how to thank God and stop being so hard-headed and high-minded? And even the little mind you got, God gave you the mind, amen. Huh? And he didn't give us a mind to think against him. But he gave us a mind to think with him, amen. Huh? Amen. Because when he created us in his image, he created us that we'd be able to think like him, amen, to act like him, to do as he has done and to walk like him. But even though he gave us all of that ability, and yet we like to go contrary to what God gave us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, we got to learn how to appreciate God. Mm-hmm. And I know in these younger days, older days, amen, we really need to know how to get thankful, amen, because we're getting close to that time, amen. And I mean, your time can be at any time, amen. But when you get older, you know you're getting closer to your time, amen. I mean, young people are dying faster than the old people today. And the reason for that is because they don't respect God, amen. Disobedient to God, amen. Hallelujah. And because of their disobedience, amen, they're dying early. And I just hope that they had God with them when they died, is because they thought they had it tough here. Oh, I wonder how it's going to be on the other side, amen. You know, a person that died without God. I wouldn't want to die without God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, it's been that 105-degree weather that we've had the last 4 weeks here in Texas, right? Yeah. I had triple digits the last 4 weeks. And it's been hot, and I didn't even want to go outside, amen. Praise God. I hate to go outside. It's so hot, amen. But just think about it. If you die without Jesus, just think about how it's going to be there, amen. Amen. We don't have to go there, amen. Thank God that God didn't give us, hasn't appointed us to wrath, amen, but to obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we got to have Jesus in this time, and we got to become serious about Jesus now. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are not serious anymore. We walk in kind of light-footed, but we've got to meet our Maker.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Every man has been appointed once to die, and after that, judgment. Amen? After that, you don't get another chance. Amen? Amen. And if you don't get another chance, amen, yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get it right here before we leave here, it ain't going to be no time to get it right when we get there, amen. It's over. Amen. Everybody but start thinking now, amen. And everybody just keep playing and you keep doing what you want to do without God. I want to tell you now, amen, we better get it right on this side, because it ain't going to be no penance. I don't know where that doctrine came from, that somebody can come here and get you penance after you're gone. We can pray for you while you're here and pray that God would deliver you here on this side. But once you're gone, it's over. The judgment has already taken place. You've already been judged, amen. Hallelujah. When you die, just remember, when I die, amen, it's either I'm going to be in a good place or a bad place, amen. What do they say? It's either heaven or hell. It ain't going to be no purgatory, amen. That somebody going to be sitting there trying to pray for you and get you out of purgatory. That was a false doctrine that came up, that somebody could pray and pay. No, you had to give some money. And then the priest would pray you out of purgatory. You don't believe that stuff, amen. When you're gone, that's it, amen. So praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Today, amen, since we're here, amen, with the word of God, we want to go to 2 Corinthians today. We want to go to 2 Corinthians today. We got to start thinking about this. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think of 2 Corinthians, amen, 13. Read down 3 through 5, Sister Paige. Three through eight, I guess, would be good. Amen.
Did you see a proof of Christ speaking in me?
Mm-hmm.
Which to you was upward is not weak,
mm-hmm,
but is mighty in you.
Mm-hmm.
For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lived it by the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are weak in him,
mm-hmm,
but we shall live with him by the power of God for you.
How are we going to live?
So you. Examine yourself where you be in the faith through your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, and shall ye be reprobate. But I trust that ye shall know that ye are not reprobate. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we shall appear approved, but that ye shall do that which is honest, though we be as reprobate. But we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
Amen. Praise God. I wanted to focus my attention on verse 5 there, what it says.
Examine yourself,
amen. To see whether or not you're in the faith, amen. Examine yourself, check yourself out, amen. You know, any time that we're going to examine ourselves, it's kind of like the doctor, you know, sometimes tells us that we need to check your breath out sometime to see whether or not there's any lumps in your breast, amen. You know, it's not that the doctor going to examine you, but he tell you to do what? Examine yourself. When you examine yourself, you're trying to see whether or not there's something that's there that shouldn't be, amen. And if there's something there that shouldn't be, we want to examine ourselves to check it out to see whether or not we need to remove something, amen. And so what it is called is telling us here that we need to have a self-examination, amen. When we say examine yourself. Amen. That means that not to somebody else to examine you, but God can examine you, but he wants you to examine yourself to see what whether or not you're in the faith. Amen. Praise God. There come a time in the last days that, you know, we say it's time for all the saints and all the people who say that they're saved, amen, who think they're saved, to examine yourself to see whether or not you're in the faith. Because if you don't really do an examination to check to see if you're in the faith, then you could miss out on God because you didn't examine yourself. Amen. Yeah. In other words, whenever you're going to examine yourself, there's always a word, amen, or there's some type of thing to let you know what to do to examine yourself, you know, how you're supposed to go around and how you're supposed to match and what you're supposed to do in order to take your examination. A lot of us, when we get sick with something, we normally go to the doctor, amen, and we go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor, you're going to the doctor to what? Examine yourself to see whether or not anything is wrong with you. You know, that is why we call it a checkup. You know, I got to go get a checkup. And so here God tells us to check ourselves or to examine yourself to see whether or not you're really in the faith. Amen. There are a lot of faiths out there, but is it the faith of Jesus? Amen. There are a lot of things that are being said today, but is that the faith of Jesus? Amen. There are a lot of, the Bible talks about, there are many false prophets out there. They're preaching this and they're preaching that, but you need to check yourself with the word of God to see whether or not I'm in the faith. Amen. I want to know if I'm right. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of people think they're right and they're not right, but God wants people to know that you need to know that you're right, amen. And the only way you can know that you're right is that we've got to go to the word of God to see what it is that the words say, and it's what the words say that matters, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, I like what we always use, 15 and 4, 1 Corinthians 15 and 4, amen. These things are written, amen. These things are written, amen. And the reason they are written for a specific reason and a specific purpose, amen, so people can go to the word of God and they can look into the word of God to see whether or not they are in line with the word of God. And the thing we like to ask today, are you in line with the word of God? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, even what you say that you are, amen, or the faith that you say you are, if you're not declaring to have faith in Jesus, then you must be in the wrong faith, amen. Hallelujah. You must be in the wrong faith. Anything that Jesus Christ is not the head of, you got to realize you're in the wrong faith, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything that don't start with Jesus, amen, it has to be the wrong faith, amen. Because, you know, the foundation that we're built on, we're built upon the foundation, as 1 Corinthians, I think, 9, it said we're built upon the foundation, 3, of the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, amen. Praise God. You need to examine yourself to see do you have the stone in the right place, amen. When I said the stone in right places, mean that I've got to make sure that Jesus is in the right place in my life. Amen. I need to examine myself to see whether or not Jesus is in the right place in my life, because if Jesus is not in the right place in my life, I could be on the wrong foundation. Amen. Huh? Because we're going to be saved according to the word of God. Amen. You're not going to be saved according to your feelings, amen. Yeah. And no matter how you feel about it, amen, it's what the word says about it that matters. Yeah. And see, too many times that we look here in the world today that we're living in, that everybody wants to go by their feelings, amen. Yeah. Praise God. You know, it's how I feel, amen. So many times we ask and we say, if I'm going to examine myself, I examine my heart. You know, the thing about it, you got to shake your heart out. To see is your heart right, amen. And sometime David said in Psalm 16:11, he said, Lord, you examine me, Lord. Examine me and see if there be any wicked way in me. And so David asked for what? Asked God to examine him, amen. But you know, when you ask God to examine you, one thing about when you ask God to examine you, the first thing you're going to end up, you're going to have a trial. You're going to have a test, amen. And the first thing God asked Abraham to examine Abraham's heart. You know how people like to say, God knows my heart? Do you hear people say that all the time? God knows your heart by what you do. He don't know your heart by what you say all the time. God knows your heart by what you do, amen. And so when God got ready to examine Abraham, he said, Abraham, take your only begotten son up to the mountain and sacrifice him there. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So now God, what was God doing? He was just checking Abraham out to see whether or not, amen, he had faith in him, amen. Mm-hmm. See, God will ask you to do something to see whether or not you got faith in him. Mm-hmm. The thing that God asks you to give, he's not asking you to give because he needs it. God don't need nothing, amen. Yeah, we got to know God don't need anything, amen. But he wants to check you out. He wants to examine your heart to see, do you have any faith in him? God want to know, do you have faith in God? Amen. That's the thing about it. Do you have faith? Amen. Praise God. In other words, another thing, do you trust me? Amen. Praise God. Do you trust me to take what you have and give it to me? That is what God is saying. Do you trust me enough? You see, everything that God asks us to do, he's not asking us to do it because he needs anything. He's asking us to do it to see where our heart is. Do you love me more than the thing that I ask you to give? Amen. Who do you love the most? Amen. Do you love me more than beings? Do you love me more than things? Amen. Do you love me more than the man that you're going with that ain't your husband? Amen. The man that you're sleeping with is not your husband. Do you love me more than you love him? If you love me more than you love him, then you would put me first. Amen. Amen. Huh? See, he's not asking you to do something that he needs. He's trying to get you to do something so he can bless you. Amen. See, he wants to look at your heart to see, is your heart right toward him? Amen. And so the way God checks out to see, is your heart right toward him? He asks you to do certain things. Amen. And then that way he checks you out to see whether or not, what, you in the faith. Do you have faith in me? Do you believe in me? Amen. Examine yourself, amen, to see whether or not you're in the faith, amen. And even when we start out, when we look at 1 John 3:3, you know, 1 John 3:3, it tells us what? You must be born again. I need to check out my birth, amen, because I want to make sure I'm born again, amen. And because I got to examine myself according to the word and the way they did it then, am I doing it that way now? God asked me to do that. He's just checking me out to see am I going to do it, amen. See, when he said you must be born of water and spirit, amen, what God is saying, be born of the water and spirit, he's trying to check and see whether or not you're willing to what? To be baptized in his name, amen. Huh? He asked you to do that just to see whether or not you're going to do it. So he can tell where your heart is, because if you have faith in the word that he spoke to you, then you will do even as he asked you to do. You see, when you're sitting there being rebellious to the word of God, you're acknowledging to God that your heart ain't right with God. You're saying that I don't trust God. I mean, I want to do what I want to do. I want to do it my way. I want to do it like everybody else. You know, everybody likes to do it the way everybody else does it, amen. Nobody wants to be different, amen. Everybody wants to be just like somebody else. And the reason we have such a rebellious heart against God today is because we want to be what? Just like what? Everybody else. But God called us out to be different, amen. When God called us to be different, amen, when we look at the word of God, I believe it's in Leviticus 10:10, he said we have to make a difference between clean and unclean, amen. So there must be a difference. And if I can see myself just like everybody else, then there's no difference. Then I've got to check myself to see whether I'm in the faith or not, amen. To see if I just want to go along and be just like everybody else, am I really in the faith, amen? Am I really do I trust him enough to be different like he asked me to be different? But I know if I am different, what? He's going to bless me, amen. The other ones he's not going to bless, but you be going to be the one to bless. Am I seeking after the blessing of God? Am I different from the way, do I do it different from the way everybody else do it? You see, that's why you can find out whether you're in the faith. Because if God asks you to do something and you don't do it, then he recognizes she's not in the faith. She don't believe me. She don't believe that what I said would be better for her to do it this way than to do it the way she wants to do it or he wants to do it. Amen? So God is looking, trying to see. Amen? Examine yourself. Have I done what God asked me to do? Because when he asked Abraham to give Isaac, he didn't want Isaac. Isaac wasn't worthy to die for sin. Isaac wasn't worthy to be a sacrifice. But God asked Abraham to do that because it was something that he gave Abraham. He gave Abraham that only son by Pharaoh, amen. He gave Abraham that son. And then what he gives you, sometimes he asks for it to back. Just to check out to see whether or not you're in the faith, amen. You believe him, amen. Sometimes God will give you some money, amen, and he will ask for some of that money back. He said, well, give me a portion of that money back, amen. God don't need no money. God got all the money. Everything's loaned to him. But he's asking us to see where your heart lies, amen. Do you trust me enough to do and give what I ask you to give, amen, and to do what I ask you to do? He wants to know, do you trust me enough and believe me enough and have faith in me to do even as I ask you to do? Now, there's a lot of people that's speaking in tongues. They've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They do all those things. But there are a lot of things that God has asked them to do. They don't do it. They don't do it. We won't do it. We all hold on to something that God gave us. God said, I just want you to sow so you can reap, amen. Praise God. Amen. If you hold on to what I gave you, it won't multiply, amen. If you want your life to multiply, amen, you got to sow your life to God, and God's going to multiply your life and give you what? More exceeding and abundant and above. He's going to get you life that is above. If you want to go above, amen, and not remain the same, give God what he's asked. He's just asking to do that. Amen. So he's examining you.
Amen.
It's just an examination that God gives. And so in order to examine yourself, you got to look at yourself and ask yourself, am I doing what God asked me to do? That's number one. Am I doing what God asked me to do? Am I doing it the way God asked me to do it? Am I doing it the right way? Amen. If God said to do it, did I do it that way? And so everything God told us to do, I have to ask myself, did I do it that way? Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, let's see. Let's look at some things to check people out, amen. God check people out because, you know, sometimes we say we love, but do you really love? You say that you love, but is that really love, amen? Let me see, can I find it here, 1 Timothy chapter 6, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, I might have missed my word today, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought it was 1 Timothy. And what we're talking about here, amen, that how God does things, amen, to tell us to do something so that what? He can bless us. He want to know, are we doing what he asked us to do, amen? And it was the thing that I was looking at. You know, the Bible talks about a man taking care of his family. Mm-hmm. And when a man, he asked the man, you know, to take care of his family. Now here we got tongue-talking people, bishops, deacons, and all those things who say that they love God, but do you really love God? Let me see, if any man don't take care of his own household, amen, especially there the God he has denied the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the one I'm looking for, amen, Sister Paige. If a man don't take care of his own household, no, it's 5 and 8, amen. 7 and 8, Sister Paige. 1 Timothy chapter 5, 7 and 8. Listen at this, amen.
And do we give any charge that may be blameless?
I'm giving these things in charge so you can be blameless. Otherwise, I got to check myself. I got to be blameless, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be without blame and without spot before God. And so make sure that we're doing things right. Listen at this.
But any not for his own, and
if a man don't provide for his what?
He has not the faith.
Well, what has he done? If a man don't provide for his own house, he has done what?
He has denied
the faith.
He's worse than
an unbeliever, amen? You give the friend say. Now here it is, we say that we got all these saved men here. They got all these children out here. And they don't take care of them, but they go to church every Sunday, amen, praise God, and they're in the choir, and they participate in all the things of God, and then, you know, they don't even take care of their own household. They don't even take care of their own children. It don't matter where you got them at, you're still supposed to take care of them because they belong to you. And once you get saved, amen, praise God, and come to God, and then you say you have faith in God, take care of your children. Huh? How is it that you can call yourself a preacher, amen, sometime, amen, and then you start going with another woman in the same church you went to, amen, and then you divorce your wife and your children, 6 children, and then you want to call yourself a preacher, amen, and you left your wife and children, and you went over there and married this other woman, amen, and take care of her children, and then your children left lacking, and then you're going to say you're in the faith. And then you walking around now, you know, like a preacher, amen. Talk about who you are in Christ Jesus. But what does the Bible say here? See, you can tell he's not in the faith, amen. And this is why the Lord said there are many going to say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not, you know, talk about all the things they did. Have we not done all these things in your name, and then the Lord going to look at you and say, you wouldn't even take care of your children, but you say you're in the faith.
Right.
Huh? We got a lot of sorry men and things. we have a lot of sorry men who say that they're in the faith, but they don't even do the thing that they're supposed to do, amen? Mm-hmm. How can you be like God, amen, when we say that we are like God, amen, we are doing as God does, amen? God takes care of his children, amen? Praise God. Don't he take care of his children? And even though if God had, you know, when in the 3rd chapter of Isaiah, it says that God divorce Israel, amen. Put Israel away, amen. And if you look in the 31 chapter of the book of Isaiah, God said, for yet what? I remain a husband to her. Huh? In other words, I put her away as a wife, but I still took care of her, amen. I still take care, I still look after her, amen. And we got all of these people today, amen, that's not looking after their wife, that's not looking after their children that they put away, and they saying that they're in the faith. You need to check yourself to see if you're in the faith, because what does the scripture say? If a man don't provide for his own house, what has he done? He has denied the faith. If a man don't take care, you know, even if you said that you're a mother, amen, and then you done put your daughter away, and now you done got saved, amen, and now you're speaking in tongues, amen. Are you really in the faith? I mean, the Bible says you're not, amen. But you say, oh, I've been baptized, though. Oh, although I got the Holy Ghost, I speak with tongue as the Spirit of God get reverence. But you need to go back and check yourself. Somewhere down the line, you missed something, amen. You missed something about God, amen, and how God loves you. And even though you can be a sinner and God brings on the just as well as the unjust, amen, that God takes care of everybody, amen, because what? He created mankind, amen. He give food, he give clothing, he give rain for the water, amen. He give bread, amen. Even for the one that rejects him, even for the one that turned his back on him, he still provides them, amen. And he give them everything on this earth. The only thing that they don't get is the thing on the other side. Because they're going to get all their goods on this side, but there's going to be nothing on the other side, amen. But he still takes care of them, amen. And the reason that he takes care of them, because he loves them, amen. How can you say you love God and can't love the woman or love the children that you birthed into the world? How can you say you love God and don't love the wife, amen, that you said you don't take care of her, amen, as a man too, but yet you say that you're in the faith? We got a lot of people, amen, amen, that say that they're in the faith, but they're not, amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that you're in the faith, amen, you're faithful, amen. You're faithful to that one wife, amen. But how can you say that you're a man of God, amen? You done had three wives, amen. You done had three wives, amen. Are you taking care of the other two that you had? Or is he really in the faith, amen? And when the Bible says that a man should be, the bishop should be the husband of one wife, amen. But yet you done had three. But you're still claiming to be in the faith. But somewhere down the line you have what? You have denied the faith. You need to examine yourself, amen. Am I right here, amen? Amen. You have denied the faith. You know, it is said especially what? Those are what? Your own household. Are you taking care of your household? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Do you take care of those of your own house? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Bible tells us, amen, honor your mother and father. Well, that your days might be prolonged upon the earth. Amen. Huh? Honor your mother and father, amen, so you can have a long life, that God won't cut your life short, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you say that you're a woman? Now, here we go to what? A woman or a man of God, amen. Huh? That you got parents, amen. You got parents that can't make it on their own, and you won't go over there and take care of them. How dwelleth the love of God in your heart? Are you in the faith? You know, when you think about how your parents sacrificed for you, amen. How your mama took time out of her life, amen, to take care of you, to wipe your behind, to wipe your nose, to feed you, to clothe you. And she did all of those things for you. And now she's got where she can't do anything for herself, and you won't help her. But you say you're in the faith. I know people right now that got parents, amen. I thought about it, Sister Paige, you know, when we said we adopted mother over there in Kansas. Here, this woman has been in the nursing home for 30 years, about 30 years, amen, had been in the nursing home for 30 years. And they brought their mother there and put her in the nursing home, and they said, my children don't come down to see me. They right up there in Denver, amen. Huh? My family don't come to see me. Nobody came to look after her. If they're of your own household, that can be your mother, that can be your brother, that can be your sister, that can be your aunt, that can be your first cousin, or whoever it is. Well, why is it that we don't go to the aid of those that need help when we are able to help them? Amen. It don't mean that you got to give them money all the time. You can share your time with them. Amen. Come on, amen. So you got to check yourself to see whether or not you're in the faith.
Amen.
I remember we made a pact with our mother-in-law and all. We made a pact, well, I said a pact, an agreement, you know, because one thing a Becky mother told me, said, I don't want to go to no nursing home. I said, you don't have to worry about it, mother. We got your back, amen. Amen. If Becky had to quit her job, amen, to take care of you, amen. Praise God. We're gonna see that you don't go to a nursing home, amen. Huh? Well, why is that? See, if God did something like that for me, amen. If the Lord would lay down His life for us, amen, so that we could have life, how much so should we do for others, amen? To do the same thing for others, amen. To lay our life or take a little time out to be able to be a help to your mother, to be a help to your father. Amen. We ought to be there for our fathers, amen, our mothers, when they get old and get sick or get down, amen. So how can you claim that you're saved and sanctified and then you know your daddy or your mama need help and you won't give them no help? How can you claim, amen, that you love God? How can you claim that you love Him whom you have not seen and you can't even love your family member? I said we got to check ourselves. That's what I'm talking about. You got to check yourself to see if you're in the faith. Because if you're able and willing and you don't do these things to help your family members, then there's something wrong with you, amen. There's something wrong with your faith, amen. I know you get tired of them, amen. And I know they get hard to put up with sometimes. But if you think about it, how long has God put up with you, amen? Some of us, it was 40 years that God put up with us before we got saved, amen. Some of us, it was 25 years. But God was long-suffering with us. You see, this is how you know you bear the fruit of the Spirit, amen, according to Galatians chapter 5, 22, I believe. This is how you know whether or not you are bearing the fruit of the Spirit. You have long-suffering with people.
Amen.
How is it that you can say you're of the faith and you can't put up with nobody? You need to check yourself to see whether or not what you're in the faith, because you're not long-suffering. You're quick-tempered, amen. You get angry very fast. Is that the faith? God was long-suffering, amen. God is plenty in mercy, amen. He's plenty in forgiveness, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
See, if there's no forgiveness in you, you have denied the faith, haven't you? You need to check yourself, amen, to see whether or not, am I walking around in unforgiveness? Am I holding anything against anybody? I'm checking myself, amen. You need to ask yourself that. Am I holding anything against anyone, amen? Huh? If I'm holding something against someone for something they did to me, I'm not in the faith. Because even if God forgave you, what? You got to forgive others, amen. Because that's the faith of God, amen. See, God tells us to forgive them, amen. And then if I believe I'm going to receive the blessings of God, then I have to act on the word of God, because if I don't act on the word of God, I'm denying the faith.
Amen.
How many times God tells us to do things? How many times that God tells us to submit ourselves one to the other? And then we stand up in rebellion to say, I'm not going to do it. Are you in the faith? Because that's what God requires, amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I just wondering about this, amen, about this parent things and children thing, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's so many men that are not taking care of their children, amen. You know,
amen.
We deny the faith. You know, I heard someone talking about the other day that how the world is masculinizing the women and feminizing the men. Amen? And when we look at how men are being feminized. You know, every time you look on TV, you always see the black boy in the, you always see the black guys in the dresses. You don't see too many white guys in dresses. Mm-hmm. You don't see too many white guys in dresses. It's always the black guys in the dresses, amen. Mm-hmm. And you don't see too many white guys kissing on TV. But you always see the black guys kissing on TV. Amen. And what is that doing? That is adding rebellion to the word of God. See, how can you say that you believe in God and then you're a Christian and then you're putting on things that pertain to a woman, amen. You're wearing women clothes, amen. And God told you not to do that, amen. And see, you got to go back and check your faith out. Do I believe God not to do this thing? Or am I doing that for the money? Well, what am I doing it for? Am I doing it just for a paycheck? Do I believe God enough that God will give me a paycheck anyway, amen, if I stand up for what's right, amen? What he said, anybody that deny me, what? I will deny them, amen. When you get to a place that you want money over God, then you're out of the faith. You have lost your faith. Do you believe that God can provide anything? Do you believe that God will give you a return on what you do? Whenever we believe God for something, that God will always give a return. Do we believe that when we obey God, this is when we get the blessing of God? Do you believe that it's all about obedience? Amen. And God said that if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Amen. Hallelujah. If I'm going to be in the faith, I've got to be willing to do what God said do, regardless of what the world asked me to do. I got to be I got to deny myself a lot of things for God. I have to be willing to do that in order to serve God. Amen. I've got to walk, what we said, walk in the spirit and what? Not in the flesh. When I'm walking out of the spirit, that means I'm walking in obedience to God. That's walking in the spirit. Amen. Huh? That's obedience is what pleases God, amen. Obedience is what God smiles on, amen. And then if I'm going to be obedient, I want to do the things that's going to please God, amen. Not please myself, amen. I got to check myself to see, am I taking care of my business, amen. Hallelujah. When we come talking about, amen, praise God. There's another thing when you got to check yourself, amen. Verse 16, Sister Paige.
If any man woman
that believeth, that will. Now, no, wait a second. If any man or, he said, this is a man or woman thing, right? If any man or woman. They say they believe and they have what? A widow.
They can receive them.
Receive them.
And let not the church be charged.
Don't let the church be charged.
The inmate relieve them that are widows indeed.
Mm-hmm. So when we look at it, back in those days, we don't do it too much now. You know, if somebody was a widow and they didn't have a husband or didn't have a man, because back in those days, the men took care of everything, amen. And when she lost her husband, she just about lost her way, amen. If he didn't leave her a business or he didn't leave some land and she couldn't fly on her own or whatever. And then people were widows in that time. And back in those days, the church took care of the widows and things. You see, when they paid tithes back then, the church used the money. They didn't use the money to buy planes with it and mansions. They used the money. They used the money to help people, amen. When somebody was a widow that belonged to the church, they took care of that woman, amen. If she had no means of bringing any kind of income in, they took care of her, amen. But here the church was burdened down with taking care of widows, amen. But it said if there was a relative to that person, that person should be the one to go out and give them aid, amen. So how can you say that you love somebody and you see that they have a need and you won't give it to them? You have just denied the faith, amen. Praise God. You know, I know a lot of people like to talk about tithing and everything, bring your tithing to the storehouse. I'm not going to stop saying that because that's what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I don't know what the other folks did. I'm not going to stop saying that, amen. I'm going to tell you, you're supposed to give more than a tithe, amen. Tithe was just a 10%, amen,
mm-hmm.
what God asked you to do. But you see, if you be a person of faith, you'll give as much as you have the ability to give, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You won't set no amounts, amen. Amen. You'll give because you know it's going to be used for a good purpose, a good reason, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, if you're in the faith, you're going to believe God. See, if I'm in the faith, I have to believe that the more I give to him, the more he gives back to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a person in the faith. So when you have lack in your life, amen, the Bible said give. Hmm? You know the best time to go out and talk to somebody is when you got problems. Amen. Because what? I'm going to go sow. And God's going to give me something back. Amen. That is the best time for you to go out and sow when you got a problem. Because in the meantime, you're trying to find an answer to their problem, you're going to find an answer to yours. Does that make sense to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, most of the time when we have problems, we don't go looking for answers to our problems. We want somebody to give us the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't start searching God for the answer. We want to go to somebody else and ask him for the answer, amen. Well, do you know what's wrong with me? Can you counsel me and talk to me? God has the answer, amen. The answer is in the word, amen. Everything he'll believe you is in the word. But when you go try to help, when you go help somebody else, you're going to say, well, I wonder what's wrong with them. Let me see what's wrong with them. And then in the meantime, while you're trying to find the answer for them, you get the answer yourself. Praise God, amen. See, when you're in the faith, you're going to believe God, that God is the answer to all things, amen. And if God is the answer to all things, then I'm not willing to seek the answer to things, amen? Because God gives the answer to things, I've got to seek God for my answer, amen? If I got a situation going on in my life, if I have faith in God, then I'm going to seek the God that I got faith in, amen? You see, God wants to know, well, if you can believe me, you know, amen, I can deliver you, amen. I sent my word to deliver you. If you would have faith in my word, amen, my word, I sent forth my word to do a job, and it shall accomplish that thing which I sent it to do. My word will do the work if you would believe my word.
Amen.
So I've got to examine myself to see, do I believe the word? And the way I examine myself to see whether or not I believe the word, am I doing the word? Am I doing the word, amen? If God tell me to take care of a widow, or God tell me to help somebody, I believe God enough to do it. And then God said, well, he'll repay me. He'll reward me, amen. He'll reward you for your doing, amen. If you can believe that, this is why God said, if you can believe that Jesus died and rose again, amen, you can be saved, amen. Huh? So I've got to believe that, amen. And then if I'm following Jesus, then I have to have enough faith to do even as Jesus did, amen. Hallelujah. Huh? He loved those that didn't love him, amen. Hmm? He died for us while we was yet sinners, amen. He didn't wait till we got everything right to die for us. Hmm? See, a lot of times you can tell whether or not you're in the faith. See, a lot of times we think we have to get everything right before we serve him, amen.
Amen.
We have to realize God uses weak people.
Mm-hmm.
See, God can't show his strength unless he can use weak people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, I have to take somebody weak, amen. God likes to take somebody that is weak, amen, and give them something to do that he know they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And because he know they can't do it, amen, then that is when he can show his strength in that person, amen?
Amen.
So God said, I can make a weak thing strong. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on. In your weakness, God can make you strong, amen.
Amen.
If you would just believe and have faith in the word of God and to act on
on that word of God. God will make you strong in the time of your weakness if you disbelieve. That's your lowest point. It's your lowest moment in your life. Amen. God can strengthen you in that moment. Amen.
Yes.
Huh? See, he lets you get to that place in your life, huh? So that he can raise you up, amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? Amen. He allows you to come low so that he can raise you up, because you would have never known that what God can do, amen, if he has allowed you to get in that place so that he can raise you up from that place, amen, and show everybody what he can do, amen. Have you ever seen somebody that God raised them up, amen, that how bad and awesome they used to be, amen? I think about a man back home, you know, he rode, you know, he would wear dresses, get on a motorcycle and ride down the street, and would strap his gun on his side. Amen. And ride down the road. And nobody would, even the police wouldn't bother. They were scared of him. That's how crazy and wild he was. Amen. And then when I went back home and I saw this same guy, tie on, shirt on, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching the gospel. Everybody knew. If God can turn that man around, amen. How much so could he do for me? Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. So God likes to parade you around in your works.
Mm-hmm.
He let everybody see your works. He let everybody see how crazy you was, amen. He let everybody see how you acted, amen. How foolish and how you used to go off on folks, amen. And how you used to tear them down. Ah, you know how we were. And then God turned that person around, and then you see how meek they are, amen, and how calmly they are. Everybody know like that. God works to work on you, amen. I'm trying to say, if you're in that position today, God wants to work to work on you. He's working in your life, amen. This is why he says in the book of Philippians, amen, he that has begun a good work in you will perform, amen, until the day of Christ. In other words, until he brings you into that place that he wants you to be, amen. God is working in your life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all that you're supposed to be right now, amen. But God is still working, amen. Somebody said it took him just a week to make the moons and the stars, 6 days to make the moons and the stars, and Jupiter and Mars, but he's still working on me, amen. Come on. I'm saying God is still working on you. Don't give up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, God lets, sometimes God allows lack to come in your life just to see if you're in the faith, just to see if you want to believe that he's going to provide for you, amen. I want to say he's a provider, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. When things don't look good, he'll still provide for you, amen.
Amen.
I'm in the faith, amen. Praise God. When everybody else turns their back on you, amen, you got to keep your faith in Jesus and not look at the things you see, but look at the things you believe, amen,
amen.
That God is at work, amen. And whether or not he's working on them, he's working on me, amen. Because it is me that I need to get changed, because I want to know, he wants to know what's in your heart. Sometimes he allows you to lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When he allows you to lose everything sometimes, he's just checking you out. Come on. If you'd have lost something, just say, he's just checking me out, amen. He's just checking me out. He's trying to see where I am, amen. Hallelujah. Some of us say, well, I lost my father. God took my father. Well, he just checked me out, amen. Hallelujah. See, God want to know, what do you love most? Do you know what Jesus asked the disciples, you know, when some of them turned their back on him, he said, do you love me more than these? Huh? These things, amen? Hallelujah. See, I got to examine myself. What? To see if I'm in the faith. Because when I get to a place that I don't have anything or I lack something in life, amen, I've got to see if I'm in the faith. What? I'm going to believe God what? If you're in the faith, you're going to believe what? God going to turn it around.
Amen.
God's going to change things, amen. Amen. He's the author of change, amen. He's the author and finisher of my faith, amen. He finishes what I believe, amen. If I'm in the faith, I believe that God's going to turn this situation around, because what? He's the God of turnaround, amen. He's the God of change, amen.
He came here to change things. And in my faith in him, no matter what condition that I'm in now, God's going to change things. Amen? Hallelujah. No matter where I am now, I know what. Because he rose from the dead. What? I believe that, what? Whatever this situation that looks dead, I believe God can resurrect it in my life. Amen. That is when I'm examining myself to see if I'm in the faith, because the devil going to tell you, oh, you know, God ain't going to do this for you. God ain't going to work for you, amen. But what I'm here to tell you, God will work in the midst of your situation, amen. Amen. That's what he came to do. He just wants you to have a different mind and a different thought about it, to have faith in him, amen. And so when I get to a place where that I'm lacking, I believe that God's going to save you, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to throw in the towel and quit what I'm doing. You know, some of you have been doing something, amen. And the thing you've been doing, it don't look like it's going the way you thought it should go, amen. Huh? And even though it don't look like it's going the way that you thought it should go, God is the God of change, amen. I'm trying to say he'll change your life, amen. Huh? He'll change your life. He'll change your situation if you would just believe, amen. If you just examine yourself, amen. And every time the devil tells you to do something, God, is contrary to God, you need to check yourself out and ask me, why am I doing this?
Amen.
My faith is in God, amen. And I believe God's going to change this, amen. Hallelujah. See, I believe in change, amen. I wouldn't be doing and keep going and doing what I'm doing now if I didn't believe that God was going to change things, amen. I would have threw up my hand a long time ago, amen, and said, forget about it, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going on my way, but I said, no, I still got faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, how you know that you got faith? You're hanging in there. Come on, so hang on in there, amen.
Hang on.
Come on, hang on in there, sister, amen. Hang on in there, amen. Don't give up on it, amen. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your vision. No matter how small and minute it looks, amen, hang on in there. Have faith in God. He will do the impossible. If you can believe it, amen, he will do the impossible for you because you believe. How do I know I believe? I'm suffering with it. I learn how to suffer. I learn how to put up with it, amen. I learn how to endure it, amen. What did the Bible say? Endure all things.
Mm-hmm.
Hope all things, amen. Believe all things, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep my mind in the right place at all times. And regardless of what I'm going through, amen. And whatever the enemy told you wasn't going to happen, it is going to happen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you just believe. And the reason that I know I'm in the faith is because what? I'm patient. I got patience. If you don't have no patience now, you ain't in the faith. If you want a microwave thing, it ain't going to work that way, amen. You know, anything goes up quick, don't last long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a lot of money at one time, it don't last long. Mm-hmm. Because while you was getting it, you was learning things as you went up, amen. If you got it all at once, you don't know what to do. You just go out, next thing you know, in a year of time, you're going to spend $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us don't make $1 million a year and still do better than the guy that had the $30 that he spent in 3 years. Amen? Because what? Anything that don't cost you anything, you don't appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see, believing in God, you have to realize it's going to cost you something. Amen? Hmm? This is why the Bible said we have to suffer, because the only way we're going to appreciate our salvation, there's got to be a little suffering in it, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And then when God brings you through it, you learn how to appreciate what God gave you. See, most of our problems today, people who never had to struggle for anything, they don't appreciate anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't appreciate the money they get. They don't appreciate anything. They just waste it, amen? They're wasters. Because they don't have no appreciation. In other words, that thing don't value. They don't have much value to that thing, amen. Mm-hmm. See, the reason a lot of times we don't appreciate God is because we don't give no value to God anymore.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing that you give value to, amen, is the thing that you cherish most, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So anything that you don't cherish, you don't give no value to it. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
You know, if you don't like that old car right there, you don't watch it. You don't do nothing to it because you don't value it. Amen. Hmm? So maybe if you had an old voice or something like that, you put value on it. You would even want people. You would even want people to get in there with the feet dirty. Amen. And every time somebody gets in there, you have an automatic vacuum cleaner. Running the vacuum cleaner trying to clean it out because you had some value on it. You know, I'm just trying to give you something of value, amen. Huh? See, one thing about things of value, you don't have to really advertise things of value. You ever see a roll for a commercial? Well, you see you see them Ford commercials and Chevrolet commercials and all the things that other people don't consider to be valuable, amen. But the things of value needs no commercials, amen. It's because what? People go after them, amen. Praise God. It's only the certain type of people that's going after them, amen. And they go after those things because they have value to them, amen. Praise God, amen. Huh? See, Jesus, there's nobody have a greater value than Jesus, amen. Now, but we have put value on everything else above Jesus, amen. And Jesus is the greatest value that we have, amen. You see, we got to realize that if God gave us Jesus and allowed him to go through all the suffering, amen, allowed him to go through all the pain, amen, nails in his hands, nails in his feet, amen, being whipped, unmerciful, amen. With a crown of thorns on his head, bleeding out of his head, out in the dry sun, hanging out there to die, amen. And he died and didn't have to die. It's because he's trying to display his love for it up. If God did all that to Jesus, shall he not give up all things? Do you think that God will hold anything back from you if you do what he asks you to do? And he allowed Jesus to suffer those things so that you can have the things that you get now. Do you think God would hold anything back when he gave up all that he had? See, because what? That was his faith, amen. See, he acted on his faith. He believed that if he sowed a seed, he wouldn't just get back one seed, amen. See, all of you who are here in the church now, all of the people who have accepted God around this world all came from the one seed that he gave. If there have been no seed, if there is no seed, amen, praise God, there will be no harvest. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God has sent us out to bring in a harvest. To be in the faith, amen, we've got to stop looking for the preacher to do things, amen. God sent you into the world, amen. Mm-hmm. You say, well, Pastor, you're supposed to be doing. No, I'm not, amen. You're supposed to have a Bible study. You're supposed to be teaching somebody. Amen. Amen. Even before they come to church, they should already know all about Jesus before they even get here. Why? It's because that's something you're supposed to be doing. See, if you're in the faith, amen, here we go again. You got to check yourself to see if you're in the faith. Huh? He's given apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers for what? For the perfection of the saints, for the work of what? For the work of the ministry. In other words, you're supposed to have a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't have a ministry, are you really in the faith? Go ye into all the world, amen. Are you in the faith? You see what I'm trying to say? I'm asking the question. We've got to check ourselves out, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And am I doing what I know I'm supposed to do? Am I doing what God asked me to do? I have a ministry of some kind. It is nothing but a phone ministry. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know today, amen. One other thing before we go, we're going to get out of here. To know whether or not you're in the faith, I want to know, have you been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? See, the apostle doctrine, Acts 2:42, it says they follow the apostle doctrine, amen. The apostle doctrine was what? Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. If you haven't done that, you are not in the faith. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the foundation that was laid from the beginning, amen. The apostolic doctrine, amen. And if we don't have the apostolic doctrine, what other doctrine do we have? How many doctrine is it? How many faith is it? There's only one faith, that's right. There's only one Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. So if there's only one baptism, and the way they did it back in that day from Acts 2:38 and on down, from the way they did it back in those days, that was the foundation laid for the church. And the church began like that. And that's the way it started like that. If something started the same way, shouldn't it end the same way? All these other ways and other things that was brought in, who brought those things in? Where did that come from? Huh? See, you got to check yourself to see whether or not you're in the faith now. I know you think what you believe, but do you believe the word? Huh? Now, we want everybody to know here we'll be doing baptism the 14th. Amen. If you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to be baptized that way to be in the faith. If the first church did it this way, well, they know it's the same church. If the church started that way, let me put it like that. The church should end that way. Amen? So you need to look at that word there and see, did the preacher baptize you that way? Were you baptized in water? Was you sprinkled? I didn't see no sprinkling on some people. I see people sprinkling you, amen. Praise God. But baptismal means to dip or to emerge, amen. If you want to recognize the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, is that Jesus, he died, and then he was resurrected. Amen. And so we got to die and be resurrected to be in the faith. Amen. God made a promise to us. Amen. He did say, with a stammering lip in another tongue, Isaiah 28:10-12, he said, with stammering lip in another tongue will he speak unto the sea. And then he said, and yet for all of this, they still ain't going to believe. Mm-hmm. I did great signs and miracles, and they still won't believe. Huh? Mm-hmm. A lot of us, God has done that even in your life, and we still won't believe. People still can't believe that he was God in the flesh, amen. Any spirit that comes to you that don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, amen, or that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. If you walk in believing that and have that spirit in you, you're not in the faith. Hmm? Is that somebody on the 14th will be doing baptism? If you want to be baptized, you come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just want to get into faith. We just want to do it like the what? Like the word says do it, not the way my tradition says do it, but we want to do it like the word says do it, amen. Huh? Like the Bible says do it. I would rather do it and not need it. And not do it and then need it. Get to the door of the kingdom, and all of a sudden God turns you away because the thing that you didn't do was the thing that you needed. I would rather do it now on this side, amen, because it ain't going to hurt me. But to the faith that you want to be baptized again, it's going to be a third time, amen. Praise God. Amen. She want to make sure she got it right, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Even on the first time, she was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. But as we get to the next time, sometimes say, well, I left something out. I didn't say Lord, or I didn't say Christ, amen. And so she wants to do it over, amen. And so praise God. So we're going to baptize her over, amen, in the name of Jesus. And I got baptized over because I wanted to get it right. Amen. I got baptized in a church back in, Baptist church back in Greensburg. And I know Reverend, I know what Reverend Hope said, because Reverend Hope didn't say what the Bible says, told him to say. And so I did it again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to, you know, what's that? I got to tie up all the loose ends. I'm examining myself. You know what I mean? Tie up all the loose ends. Well, Lord, did I do this right? Did I do that right? Did I do that right? In order to see, do I have everything right in God? Because I want my salvation to be sure. I don't want to think that I'm right.
I want to know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we do? We want to get the evidence. The word is the evidence that I did it right. Amen. And then if you can't pull the word up and say, this is what the word says do, then what do you got to go on? What do you got to fall back on? You know, we always tell you, you know, you always need to have something to fall back on. If you can't fall back on the word or whatever you did in life or in your salvation, if you can't go back to the word and find it, then what are you going to present before the Lord? At least I can say, well, didn't your word say, Lord, that I should do it this way? Well, yeah, that's what my word says. Well, you say you keep your word, so you let me on in. You got to let me in, Lord. You got to let me in. Amen? Make sure you examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Go back through the word of God and check it out from when the church first started. Amen? And see, did I do everything that the word say do in the beginning? Make sure your foundation is right. Amen. One thing I can say about a foundation, amen, if as long as you get your foundation right on the house, you can always go back and straighten things up. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? If your foundation, you know, if the foundation gets cracked, you know, you see buckles and cracks all through the house because the foundation is broke.
But Jesus said, well, we need to build on the what? A solid foundation, amen. He said your house got to be built on the rock, amen. The word is the rock. Make sure your foundation is right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you got a house, a foundation, as long as the foundation is good, you can build another house on the same foundation if the foundation remains good.
Amen.
But if the foundation is bad, you almost got to tear the house out, amen, in order to get it back right.
Make sure the foundation of your house is laid right, amen. The foundation of Jesus Christ, amen. And the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Make sure that Jesus is at the corner of it to start things off and everybody's going to build on. Because what did it say? We are lively stones. In other words, Jesus is on the corner, then you start putting a stone behind that. And then, see, you put Jesus in yourself and then until the house go all the way up and then it's full of bricks. But if the corner ain't right, what happens if the corner is not right? The whole house is off, amen?
Amen.
If you don't have the corner right, all of your life is wrong. If you don't have Jesus in the right place, your whole life is wrong. Everything you're doing is wrong, amen?
Amen.
And so that's you on Facebook today. We want to say thank y'all for joining in today. We appreciate you being on. Amen. We ask that if anything you'd like to donate today, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. You can send it a PayPal or Cash App. Amen. And you can send it at carechurch@Vail. carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. And so if you'd like to donate anything, we would appreciate anything you give. Amen. And we'll thank you for anything that you give. And I just want to thank y'all for joining in, all of you online today. I thank y'all for joining in. I appreciate you. But check out yourself, amen. Don't let God have to check you out. I would hate for God to examine me and I find something wrong, amen, when I can do it myself, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You can join us. Thank y'all, amen. If there's anyone online today, amen, if you're near or close by, amen. If you're near or close by, praise God. You want to be baptized next Sunday, we'll be glad to baptize you. And if there's someone, if not, if there's testimony, prayer request, prayer report, whatever you have, we give you an opportunity to give it now. Praise report. Is there anyone? Well, amen. If no one has a testimony, prayer report,
your tithes and offering, amen. Huh?
Here you go.
Amen. So God bless y'all. Let us stand, and we're going to get out of here if no one has anything to say. Oh, man, I went over. Not too much, amen. Not too much, just a few minutes. Thank you, Brother Brian, all of y'all for being on today. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Don't forget about tonight. Amen. Minister Prevost. What time is that, Prevost? Was it the thing shut off?
It's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Minister Prevost be on. You can join in. 299-299-POUND. Don't forget about Minister Ray. He'll be on Monday through Friday. Amen. 120-110-69-POUND. Don't forget about Sister Alexandra, the salt of the earth. Same number, 786-7473, Fridays at 5 o'clock. I want to also make an invitation to everybody, Pastor Stan, on the 20th, that's Saturday. On the 20th, he will be having what he called leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership. And that will be on a Saturday, on the 20th, amen, from 10 a.m. to 1. They do have snacks in between. And you can come. It's free for whatever you want to donate. And just for everybody here, I believe you would enjoy it, amen, because it's talking about what we call the kingdom leadership and how God wants to shift everything and wants you to realize who you are. And the only way you can do what you want to do is you first got to realize who you are, because we can go around thinking we are somebody else, and God has made us the leader here on the earth, amen. Adam was put here to lead the earth. He was put here to be the king over the earth, amen. God had Adam in charge. And because God had Adam in charge, that means that you and I, we still in charge. Man is still in charge. I know we like to say the devil is the god of this world, but amen. We're the kings and priests of the earth now, amen. And we need to put him out. He's occupying the place that he don't belong. Huh? Yeah, he don't belong in your life. Don't have no right to be in your life. Don't have no right to tell you what to do. Don't have no right to give you instruction. Has no right to do that, amen? You're supposed to be telling him what to do. So it would be good. It was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. Amen. It kind of changed. It's changing things in me just from the first meeting. Huh? I know y'all can tell a little change, can't you? Is there anything else? Amen. Any other announcements that we have? Amen. So bless God. Well, we're going to be dismissed. Amen. Somebody want to, you want to dismiss us? Amen. Either one, anybody in here?
Oh, God, we thank you for the word that went forth today. Oh, we hope that it blessed those that even have a blessing. Thank you, Lord, that the word today that is delivered is set free. We thank you, Lord, for this week. If you continue to bless us, revive us, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our healer. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our family members, that they get saved. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, again, for your word that we're supposed to say, yes, to examine ourselves to see are we in the faith. And we give you all praise, honor, and word. In Jesus' name, everybody say,
amen. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all later next time. Amen. Appreciate everybody joining in today. Amen. God bless. See y'all next week, Wednesday night. Amen.
hard to get.
You're going to hard to get hot.